Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. He is alive. I've got 9 reasons why Jesus came to earth. Why did he leave his heavenly home? Why did he leave his father to come to earth? This is reason 1 of 9, and that is to save the world, found in John 12, 47 through 48. It says, if anyone hears my saying, does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me has not received my sayings, has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him the last day. So Jesus didn't come to judge the world, he came to save the world, and we need to take after him and learn of his humility, to learn of him and walk in his ways. That means when we're giving out the gospel, that means when we come across somebody who's serving some other god, which is no god at all, or don't seem to be interested in Jesus, we need to go to them, not to judge them or criticize them or think that, you know, we're better than them, but to save them, which means give them a message of salvation through Christ Jesus alone. We're saved by grace through faith and not our own ability, not that our own works, that no man may boast. I may not boast. All the religions out there, some religions are based on strength. Some religions are out there based on, you know, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, but not on a person, which is Jesus Christ. So when we come across somebody, it doesn't seem to go on well, instead of judging them, you know, we need to make sure that we're going there to give them a saving message of the gospel of grace, whether they receive it or they don't. It's not up to us. It's up to us to give it to them and not to judge them, but to come to save the world. I mean, we can tell them, and I have before, says, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to save you, telling you to repent and seek ye the first of the kingdom of God. But if you don't, I'm not here to judge you, but the words that I speak are the words of truth in their life, and they will judge you on the last day if you don't respond to this calling. And so Jesus did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He rejects me and does not receive my sayings as one who judges him, which is not Jesus. Jesus will judge people, but it's going to be by the words he's already spoken. And so we need to follow suit with that too. Instead of judging the world for whatever sins that they're in, we need to tell them the truth and hope that they choose Jesus, because that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to save the world and not to condemn the world, not to judge the world. So this was 1 of 9.